to introduce you now to Lauren Trangmar, graphic artist, illustrator. Trangmar was launched by the 2014 Artists of Hawaii show just 6 months after graduating from UH with a BA. Her botanical illustration style makes the sort of fantastical creatures and events she depicts appear scientific. You may have seen her things at Pig and the Lady or at High Sam. She is one of those among us, those very few among us, who make a living off being her weird self. Trangmar says it's all been a bit of an adjustment.
First off, the museum decided to purchase almost the whole body of work that I had in the show. And so I had to kind of navigate how that works and, like, you know, how to charge. And, like, basically I had to start running my own business. And I was like, what is this GET thing? You know, like, there are things that come up and it's like, ooh, what's this? Like, should I be doing this? I just, like, graduated from college and was like, yeah, I'm just going to get a job. And then I didn't. So I was like, it was happening in a different way that I wasn't familiar with. And I didn't know how the whole system worked. And, like, some of the more experienced artists helped to give me some advice on how to navigate that. And then when people started commissioning me to do work, then...
What was your first commission?
I think my first big one was the one with Aloha Green, the medical cannabis dispensary. They wanted scientific drawings.
Yeah, but Lauren, they wanted scientific drawings with a little something out there.
With my whimsical, crazy, like, storytelling mind. And then from that one, actually, I got this, like, massive, like, illustrated wallpaper, and they wanted, like, a similar thing, but it was, like, this massive wall, and it was, like, huge. And it's in Kula & Co., which is, like, a pineapple cake store in the international marketplace. I had to figure out how to put it on this massive wall and how that kind of works. It was quite a process.
Well, there's another learning curve, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everything I do is, like, a learning curve. It's, like, I don't know. You, like, sort of make the path by walking it kind of thing, you know? And you just sort of see what comes at you and you have to deal with it.
Were you surprised when it became a living?
Yeah, I mean, you know, your whole life, you're like, I'm going to be an artist. And everyone's like, really? Okay. You know, and so that's why I actually went into graphic design in the beginning, because, like, no one in my family are artists. And they were kind of like, ooh, you know, that's, like, great. And you should totally do what you love. But maybe you should take some design classes just in case. So you've got something to fall back on and you can do all your other stuff too. But there are jobs in that field, you know.
Are you glad you did?
Actually, I'm so glad, even though now, like, I don't think I would go and work as, like, a full-on graphic designer. The foundation, it is just, like, the best thing to have as, like, an underlying superpower.
It so works with your style.
Yeah, it helps so much.
Well, so describe how your business was going pre-COVID.
Pretty good. I kind of just, like, cruise along and, like, whatever happens, like, things come in. And, you know, the thing with being an artist and, like, an illustrator is, like, there is no path. You just kind of make it by walking it, and things, like, come and go. And if nothing's coming, you just make your own until something does, you know. So it's not really much of a, I sort of just cruise along and take it as it comes. Otherwise, I have a home studio, so I could keep working, and my projects kept running, and I could just move meetings online. And I always have so much, like, in me that I can work on. It was more of a, like, a mental shift or a awareness of the world around me, and kind of sitting with that feeling of, like, knowing but unknowing, and, like, reflection in the quiet spaces that got created. As an artist, I guess there's always that kind of feeling of vulnerability or unknowing at a certain point when you're creating, and because there's no solid formula, yeah, you're always having to figure something out, or it's not happening, you know.
Because that's now how everybody is in this COVID period, you know.
So it's so weird. I feel like everyone just knows how I feel all the time. Like, yeah, you have to, I guess, as an artist, and it helps with life, especially now, you have to get comfortable with the feeling of not knowing exactly what your outcome's going to be. But friends and, like, just the community here is so rich with amazing people. Everyone supporting each other and, yeah, holding each other up is so important.
Artist, illustrator Lauren Trangmar's work is all over town. She sits at the Moray by Art and Flea Shop at South Shore Market on Friday nights. And Lauren said she just finished a map of the Hawaiian Islands. I can't wait to see that one.